Okay, you're rolling. Master Control. Okay.
Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, artists and exhibitionists, voyeurs and connoisseurs, masturbators, and fornicators, vibrators, and cock ringers, he-males and she-males, troops and dupes, angels and animals, all you children of sex, and we are all children of sex with a capital X. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Can I hear an A women?
A women.
Can I hear an A trans women?
A trans women.
I want to welcome you to Dr. Susie's Speakeasy in the soul of downtown L.A. You are within the womb room, and we're coming into the third week end of Masturbation Month. Yay, yay. Sex for one is lots of fun. And as Truman Capote says, you don't have to dress up for it. So, we are a little dressed up tonight because we are getting together. We are coming together. The congregation of masturbation throughout the nation and the world is celebrating the fact that we and our friends and lovers have not disappeared in a puff of smoke, gone up to heaven in some sort of fantasy of what they call rapture. Sounds like a snake. Or some form of sex, I think. Rapture, ecstasy, I don't know. But it's this religious thing that was supposed to happen today, not exactly the end of the world, but, you know, close. And I don't know. I don't think it happened, except somebody sold a lot of t-shirts because we love to feel it's the end of the world. I don't know. Party like it's 1999 or 2000. 1999. We love to experience the ultimate little death. And sometimes we like to think about the big one. And we're going to talk about that tonight. All of that, little deaths, big explosions, masturbation month, rapture, religion, sex, life, love, and transitions, transmutation, trans. Ladies! Yes! And that brings me to my illustrious and luscious guests. Returning to the Dr. Susan Block Show after a few weeks hiatus and looking more ravishing than ever, ready for rapture, we have Domino Presley. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Excellent. You look so beautiful.
Get
you
close
look like
to that microphone.
You know, you could just just ascend to heaven in a puff of long brown hair.
I don't think I'm going to heaven.
No, okay. That's it. You know, maybe some people did go to heaven and just us kinky people are left down here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's right. And you're left down here. Yes, Domino Presley. How you doing? What are you up to lately?
I'm good. My website finally came out and my TV
came out. That's a good thing.
I like when it comes out.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and that website is?
ts-dominopresley.com.
TS, I love you.
I love you too.
And moving right along, we'll come back to you, you rapturous, hellbound woman, you. And now, in her prom dress, yeah, we have Morgan XXX Bailey.
Hello, everyone.
As we Twitter, yes, welcome back.
Morgan, you can adjust your mic. Just bring it down a little bit. Yep. Yeah,
like
there you
that?
Go.
Yeah,
looks good.
I missed you, Susie.
Oh, I missed you. You've been gone. You've been fluttering around.
Traveling.
To heaven?
Yeah, always in heaven, honey.
Philly and Chicago?
Philly, heaven, you know. I'm always in between the two.
Right. Well, this is your third time here at the speakeasy.
I'm glad to not be a eunuch this time.
Three is the charm. Yes, you were a eunuch. You were very brave. You were a biblical character, and there was real surgery going on here. No.
Did you hear that? Biblical character.
You were. We did a Bible story, Purim, the story of Esther. And, of course, the story of Esther is filled with eunuchs, which are biblical, some kind of transsexual, some kind of like brutal form. But you know, we go through our ups and downs. We all
yes,
do.
We do.
And you had fun.
I had a wonderful time. I'm so glad to be back.
And you're looking like you're already having some fun.
I'm having
you were
a
having
wonderful
some fun
time.
In the webcam room. And
you saw that?
Yeah.
Oh.
I did. I looked through the window.
It's a webcam
room.
It's
not exactly speaking. A private place, you know.
Oh, well, that's true. I guess we are at the speakeasy.
The speakeasy is full of places that look private. But.
I like that.
But. Anyway, welcome back, and you've
Thank
brought
you.
Some friends.
I have all my girlfriends with
yes,
me tonight.
Yes, this is so exciting. We have the fabulous and famous TX.
TX rated.
Right. Yeah, TX rated, right. I think there's something there. Foxy!
Hi, everybody.
Hi! How are you?
I'm great. It's nice to finally meet you.
Yes, awesome. Welcome. Well, you know, we've kind of tweeted a little. So so tell me about you. Introduce yourself to the Speakeasy and Radio Susie One.
Wow. There's so much to talk about, but I'll just make it brief. I'm just a fun, average girl that just likes to live life and make friends and a lot of hot sex, and that's it.
All right. And where are you from?
I currently reside in Las Vegas, but my hometown is in Tucson, Arizona.
Sin City.
Of course.
Yeah. I don't know if any girl there is like just your regular girl.
Well, I don't think any girl that goes there
or
is going to be.
Is there or at
yeah.
all. Yeah.
Everyone is not themselves in Vegas.
It is a city of transformations.
I've seen a few transition over the years.
Yeah.
Yeah, they transition once the liquor gets in them. And
the liquor, yeah. We're going to get to that. I want to introduce everybody first, give you a chance to speak sober for a little while. Then the agua comes out. So are you ready for, you're not ready. The rapture already passed, I guess. Would you?
Yeah, we're still here.
You're still here, right?
Yeah.
So let's celebrate.
Well, Dick and
Tits. It's not midnight yet, right? It's not midnight.
I think it was supposed to happen at 6.
Oh, at 6. Okay. Well, it might be a little late. God might be a little late.
I think we're really clear.
Well, it was supposed to happen at 6 in time zones all over the world, and it didn't happen in any of them.
God tends to be
late.
Although
a lot of people left clothing around in interesting patterns. I thought that was fun. You know. All right. Well, welcome to the Dr. Susan Block Show.
Thanks for having me.
And now we have Jesse Flores without the eye. Any relation to April, our friend?
No.
But you're a flower child. Jesse Flores, welcome.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yes, I'm very excited to have you here. So where are you from?
I live in San Diego.
Okay, well, that's not too far.
Yeah,
San Diego with all those hunky Marines and military.
I've met quite a few of them.
Yeah. Tell me a story of meeting one of them.
Which one?
Oh, I don't know.
Just one.
Pick one, any of them. The most recent. Or the special one, yeah.
The last sailor I met, he, I believe, was a captain of the Navy. And he lived on a yacht out in the harbor.
Mm.
And we would go out every day, have dinner, and then we'd go back to the yacht, and I'd fuck the hell out of him every night.
Wow. You would fuck the hell out of him.
Yeah.
Would he also fuck the hell out of you?
Nope.
You would fuck the hell out of him, huh? And then he'd go back to the Navy and fuck the hell out of all of his...
There you have it.
...sailors, I guess, in some fashion. Interesting, great. And that's, you still see this guy? You want to give him a shout out?
No.
No.
I dumped him.
There.
She does one night stands.
Several of them, yeah.
What's the matter? His yacht wasn't big enough or something?
His hole wasn't juicy enough.
Well, you have to dock in a harbor. Gotta have a welcoming harbor.
With her anchor, I'm sure.
Wow, yeah, I've heard about your anchor. We're going to talk more about your anchor, but you have some toys here.
Yes,
would you like to present your toys?
I have a toy line with California Exotic.
Yes.
And these are the first three toys that we have. We have a life-size blow-up doll.
Wow. And this is you.
It's me. It's everything's molded off of me.
Look at you. Wow.
You can fuck her anytime.
look at this fabulous Jesse Flores. Totally. Well, so this is a blow-up doll of you. Now, do we get to blow this up? Is this for the show?
Yeah.
Oh, we can blow this up. Awesome. Okay. Because I'd like to compare, you know, you and, and maybe one of you will ascend in the rapture. I don't know. I mean, if we blew you up
with
helium.
I already have a space next to God.
Helium, maybe that would work. We've done that before. Yeah, that's great. I love blow-up dolls. It actually looks pretty nice.
I was afraid of it, actually, when they told me. They're like, you don't want to see it, because most of them are usually ugly. And it actually looks pretty cute. It looks similar to me.
Yeah?
They even put fake lashes on it, which was kind of cute.
Really? Fake lashes?
Yeah.
Well, that's great. And lipstick and stuff? Well, not lipstick that comes off, of course.
Yeah.
But, okay, and is it... Okay, well, let's
put
this together,
style too.
Maybe. Where's my lovely assistant? Hazel, we should get this together. Okay, and while we're doing that, let's see...
Dildo that's molded off of me.
Oh, now this I could... Yeah, here, we should blow this up. Take this into... into the prop department. Prop department. And this is Hazel, everyone, my assistant.
Hi, Hazel.
Hi, Hazel.
And so you're going to take that to the prop department. Don't ask me where the prop department is. But Nori looks like he knows where it is. And we'll see whether we can have two Jesse Flores is better than one. Yes, double your pleasure, double your fun. Well, anyway, this is you. Wow. All right. That is impressive. Look at that. Look at that. This is Jesse.
You have a big cock, Jesse.
Okay. I think I have to introduce your partner over here. Well, not... Allie Sinclair,
oh,
who I've
cool.
been tweeting with.
I can look at Jesse's cock all day.
Jesse's cock. I want to be Jesse's cock. Or what is that?
Jesse's girl.
Jesse's girl, right?
I could be Jesse's girl.
I could be Jesse's girl, right. I could be. Any of you could be Jesse's girls.
I've seen some other toy lines. I think she gave me a sneak preview months ago, but I think that looks identical. I mean,
It is very kind
it's molded directly from
this stick.
Yes.
It's molded from you.
I would definitely say it was the best mold I've seen of a transsexual.
Yeah. It's now, why is a transsexual cock different from just a
no, I'm
male
just saying out of the
sexual
toy line.
The past toy lines.
Because I've seen toy line, you know, like it's, they just.
It's the most true to the real.
Yeah.
Right. Sometimes they'll just stick
not
a
that
face
I,
on
not
that.
That I had it in my mouth or in my ass, but I'm just saying, like, it was. It just looks.
Not today.
Well, we have one here. And condoms. Anyway, I mean, you know, it's beautiful. It looks great. And it sticks on the wall.
Yeah.
You know, it's or the floor.
So you can write it.
Right. It's great. Everyone loves it. Yeah, I can tell. Look at the photographers. They just love your dick.
You look like you love it.
I do.
It's a great dick.
Strumming it like my instrument.
It's a lovely cock.
It's going to take me up to heaven. The rapture. I can feel it.
It'll give you a ride up there.
Yeah,
it sure will.
Take a boost going right up there. Yeah. I'm Jesse.
I'm excited to play with that at some point.
At some point, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's nice. I just might have to buy
one. Night is young.
It looks nice.
All right, so now what else do we... We're going to put this down for a moment here. Here we go. And what else do we have here?
We have a masturbating sleeve molded from my asshole.
A masturbating sleeve molded from your asshole. I had to repeat that word for word because I'm not very creative. Now, this is interesting. Someone's going to have to experiment with this. I don't know if I have the proper equipment. I think I don't. You know, I mean,
this
okay.
be a miniature
look
version of my butt.
This looks like definitely looks like something surgical. I mean, this is clear, and you can look right into it. It looks like it's got the sphincter muscle right in there. The column, the vertebra. What? Yeah. Jeez,
you
this
can
is
see your cum
very
like
anatomical.
Shooting in there. That's what it is.
You see your cum shooting in it. Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that's really. Have you tried this one?
No, but I'm just figuring. Like that's what I envision.
Right.
You know.
Okay. Well, this is quite awesome. These are new toys.
They just came out. Yeah.
California Exotics.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Which is very friendly on Twitter.
Yeah.
And is it ladies that run it, or trans ladies, or I don't know why.
No, there's no trans ladies in there.
No trans ladies in there.
And the only trans lady in there is me.
Ladies and gentlemen, or something, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay, and anuses.
A woman that owns California Exotic.
And we all have anuses, don't we? We do.
Yes, we do.
So, it's one thing we have in common, yes. And push my hat up. Okay, I got hat issues. Okay. No one wants to take pictures of me holding the anus. I don't know why I don't want to take this one out of the bag yet. It just seems more delicate. It is kind of stickier.
You got to put lube all over it.
She was using it before she got here.
I think I'm going to save this, you know, in the bag just in case. It's very sensuous, really.
May I?
Of course, Morgan.
Don't finger my hole.
She's not wearing underwear. I think she should just use it.
No undies. Yeah.
You know what? The last two times I've been here, I've lost my underwear, so I thought I wouldn't take the
why
gamble
bother?
This time.
Right. No, it's senseless to wear underwear. And we have all kinds of goodies for you, too. I'm glad you brought those goodies. Those are very exceptional California Exotic goodies. And anybody want Rock On?
Sure.
Morgan.
Always up for drug.
Always
form.
Up for drug. Okay.
Always.
And we've got some interesting condoms
bring
here.
Bring on the goodies.
And
trick or treat.
Yeah, trick or treat.
Test tube subject.
Let me ask you, what was I supposed to do with that Chinese aphrodisiac you gave me?
The Chinese aphrodisiac. I've got some of those, too.
Do I eat that?
Yes, you eat
it.
Oh,
I wasn't sure.
It's a suppository.
Yeah, you eat that.
It looked a bit like a suppository.
It's, you know, you
take the plastic around it.
We all have an anus, but we also all have mouths.
What?
We can just
thank you.
Take it by mouth. That's
what
it.
Is that?
Anyway, so did you want to try this thing out already?
Oh, actually,
yeah, okay, good.
She wants to do it now.
Yeah, try it out.
She's been eating there all week.
It's like ancient Chinese formula.
I want to play with that.
Yeah.
We'll
so I haven't properly introduced Allie.
Please do, because
Allie
she is
Sinclair.
So sweet.
Allie.
I love you, Allie.
I love you,
Allie.
Too.
So
I love
this
you
is
all.
Allie's first time here.
I'm a virgin all around, yeah.
You are. A virgin yeah. all around.
Yeah, I've never had sex.
Wow. Well,
it's amazing,
you know, it's good
here.
To practice on a blow-up doll.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
I have one right here.
Oh, it's pretty.
Look at this.
Holy
wow.
shit.
And
oh my God, Jess, your butt.
That's our girl.
Look at this. This is like bent-legged, too.
Supposed to be
like
doggy style.
Doggy, oh. I see. I'm trying to figure out where you're supposed to be sitting down.
Let her hair down,
doggy
please.
Style.
She's scary.
Did you break her neck?
Wow.
Oh.
Look at... Wait a second. I got
to
move.
Oh, yeah. That's Jessie, all right.
Okay.
Yeah, that's how you know.
That's huge.
Mouth open, bent over.
Yeah.
Pop, yeah.
Lord have mercy.
Oh, yes, Jessie.
I'm pretty sure I've seen you before looking a bit in that same position.
Many of times.
So, Allie, we keep getting interrupted.
We're doing great. We're doing great.
Look at this.
I'd like
this
to see you stick her cock in her mouth.
Stick her cock
in her own mouth.
That's
yeah.
I love that syntax.
Stick the
delta. Yeah.
In her own mouth. In
yes.
her own mouth.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very good. Oh, this cock. Right.
Yes,
okay.
her inflatable.
This
her
is her inflatable cock.
That's a plunger.
You got to make this as a strap-on for... genetic girls who want to be she-males.
They
yeah,
will.
That
with that
idea.
Dick. Lord have mercy.
Really?
Really? Seriously.
You look like you're reaching out for the Lord to have mercy. It's the rapture.
That's a very gaudy cock.
My cock is
Heavenly
the devil.
Mother, oh.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, honey. Mm.
Does it give you a thrill to see someone sucking your dildo? Like knowing that it's shaped like you?
Oh, yeah. I'm ready to fuck her right now.
Wow.
She looks like she
Stop it, Morgan. You're making me horny.
Oh, you can't make anyone horny.
Not here.
It's not that kind of show.
I'm trying to be a woman here. Stop it.
So Allie was very up on the rapture.
Oh, yeah. I know it all. Yeah. We're lucky to be here, yeah.
Okay, thank you. Were you brought up in a religious environment?
Catholic school, does that count?
Yeah, I guess so. Catholic school.
That'd be hardcore.
Yeah.
It was a good time.
There's Ecclesiastes and all that, you know.
Sure.
I mean, I don't know if there's the whole numbers game that this family radio guy was playing. But yeah, so you're ready for the rapture. I wonder if this doll is ready for the rapture. So, let's
Looks
see.
Looks ready.
Now, this, I mean, they say it's good to have a tight hole.
Uh-huh.
I think maybe this is vacuum sealed to show that no one else has been in it.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Okay.
You have to break the hymen for it.
Here.
Really?
Nobody fucks me that often, so it's true to life there.
Oh, yeah. Nobody fucks you that often. I think I have to put your balls in my panties. There we go. Okay. So, yeah. I don't know if you can break your own hymen to your girl.
Wow.
You might have to help me.
Lube.
Just don't rip her.
Lube? I don't know. Would lube break the hymen here?
Lube will break the
Try
hymen.
Try your fingers.
My fingers. Okay.
Oh, it is. It's a virgin ass.
Yeah. It's a virgin ass.
You might rip. You have to be careful.
I didn't know they came like that.
I'm afraid to break it.
Put some anal ease on there. It's very tight.
I need one of you. You seem so much more... expert in this.
Why?
Well,
I don't think anyone knows Jessie's ass like Jessie herself.
Yeah. Exactly.
Would you want to open up your own asshole?
Sure.
Yes. Okay. We have lube, and we have your cock here. So, you know.
What I do?
You can just come right up here. And do we have a microphone up here? Yes. Right over... Ah, right here. Okay. Okay, so here we go. And let's see. A little lubricant. I guess. Or I don't know. Maybe you know how to do it with your fingers. So you don't need... You're forceful, right. So do you need lube? Oh, you just kind of pull it. Okay. I think there's a zipper here or something. It's been removed.
What was that?
That was the vacuum seal to seal in freshness.
Gosh, she's all like fisting the poor dog. It was supposed to be a virgin, but I guess not no more.
Dusty, be nice to myself.
Okay, all right, so now, yeah, that's your dick, girl. You should know how to use it.
Come on, baby, give us that big old dick. Yes.
You should just pull out your
yeah.
real cock.
Oh, look.
You okay. can tell she's the top. Her ass is so tight.
The ass is very tight.
Yes,
we do need to wet it down. Right. Okay. Here's some lube.
I think the doll looks like she's screaming, but you can't hear her.
Shit, no. She's gagged.
She's mute.
Right. Right. Come on, suck on my fingers, honey. She's actually very pretty. You're right. She does have on the...
She has blush and
the eyes, the eyelashes. No, well, but it's enough to pull, enough hair to pull. Right.
Now it's going in.
Okay, now it's going in. I like that. Now it's going in.
Yes.
Wow.
My girl.
Wow.
That's my girl.
And she knows how to use it.
Wait, is that the real dick?
No.
I was impressed, Goss, that you get it hard for everyone.
It does, huh? I got to get one to put in the mouth, right.
Just sit on her face.
Oh, jeez.
You know, that's what I think.
There you go. You could be a tranny for a day, for the night.
Yeah.
Honorary. Yeah.
Just fuck her face.
I feel like I'm fucking twins right now.
That's hot.
This is cute.
That's
all right. Well, you did very well. You got it all the way in.
Oh.
Wow. That's impressive.
I heard you pull it
out. Let's hear it for Jesse.
It was like juicy.
Girl, I heard you pull it out.
All right.
It was like.
Shoves it back in.
Fuck yes.
Well, thank you, Jesse.
She's a trooper.
Oh, yeah. Leave your dick in there. That's good.
Wow. I got to take a picture for Twitter.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
It's very...
You're just addicted.
I'm addicted.
To a dick.
Not just one. I don't just single myself out.
There's a few dicks in here we could be addicted to.
I agree.
Yeah. Mm.
There's a certain young man with a camera.
There's two cameras. There's that camera and that camera.
Is there a microphone to get to just introduce Kanan?
No, so we have to have a seat here.
Okay. You know, I think
you can give me the bed microphone.
Or maybe I could get somebody else up here on the bed to just lounge around while I introduce my friend Kanan.
I can do that.
You can do that?
Oh, sure.
I think you're a very good lounger in that prom dress.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay,
yes.
So... Here comes Morgan.
And here she is, and you all
have,
the way from...
Susan, you have that microphone right over there.
I do. I have this microphone for Morgan in case you want to talk. And we have Jessie and her cock, for
get
you.
Get up, girl. Come on, please.
And
get
so,
up.
Kanan, come on up into Morgan's seat. She left it warm for you. And,
warm and
wise. And... Oh, hi, Kanan.
You need a cigarette? Oh, no, I don't.
This is Kanan Brumley. And speaking of San Diego military guys, Kanan is kind of that, right? Kind of a San Diego military guy.
Let me guess a name.
But a different kind. You know, we're talking about some differences tonight. Kanan is an award-winning filmmaker, and his film that we call Boot Camp, but the real title is Ears Open, Eyeballs Click, just won for Best 10 Films of the Decade. Best 10 Documentary Films. So let's have a little applause.
Yay!
And he's making a film about this place. The Speakeasy, and he's up here from San Diego to say hi and
Hello. Join
the Rapture Party. How's it going, Kanan?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
So, have you had a Rapture experience you'd like to share with us?
I've had several Rapture experiences.
Just one?
Just one. My first one, the Rapture was supposed to happen when I was 13. From a church that I went to, the pastor said the rapture is going to happen. So I sold all of my stuff as a kid.
You did?
I sold everything.
For a good price, I hope.
Rock bottom prices. I wanted to invest into candy and sodas and things like that.
So I sold
all of my possessions in order to get hopped up on sugar.
Wow. And
then the rapture didn't come, and I was hopped up on sugar.
There you go. So you didn't care?
It didn't bother me.
All right.
Being hopped up on sugar.
And here you are. You're going to share tonight's rapture party with these lovely ladies. And the movie that you made about us, that you're making.
I'm still making.
Cool.
Yes.
A lot of people here don't know about the story, but in 2005, I met Dr. Susan at her previous speakeasy and pitched to her an idea about doing a documentary on her. I started filming the documentary in November 2005, and then shortly after, another filmmaker showed up. It was a Hollywood director that had won an Academy Award in 1974 for a Western he had done, and he showed up to make a documentary about Susan. So my documentary ended up becoming a story about Susan and this other director making a documentary about Susan. So it's a movie within a documentary.
Everyone's making documentaries about us.
Created.
About Susan, everybody. So that's being edited right now.
We have a lot to document. But Cayman's is really quite extraordinary.
It's very extraordinary. I've probably 95% finished. I'm trying to finish it right now. As always, we run out of money. And I'm trying to...
So fund his project, you guys.
There you exactly. go. T.S. Fox is going to save the point.
Donate some money because I'm sure there is, like she said, there's a lot to document. So.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and I documented the speakeasy for 3 years. So if you can imagine one night here, imagine it times 3 years worth. And then also following this other guy's tragic story of trying to document the process. So he fell miserably while I was filming him and watching him fail miserably at trying to make his documentary.
But Kanan's is going to succeed.
Mine's going to succeed simply because it's about some other guy's failed attempt at trying to make a documentary about Susan, and then all the beautiful people that come here and share their story.
Including some beautiful trans women.
Including some beautiful trans women. All the different people who have come to the speakeasy over the years, they've all been beautiful to me, and I love to have an opportunity to point my gaze toward them and allow their stories to be told through this medium, this art form we know as the cinema.
Mm. All right, and we are looking for support.
We are looking for support, so thank you very much for supporting.
And so give us a call. I mean, we're going to have a page on the website where
we're discussing. We have a page that we're putting up on the website, and we talked about actually having people that might want to donate to Finishing Cause, invite them to the very first premiere that we're going to have at the speakeasy before it goes anywhere else.
You got that. Donate some money to.
Right.
So we'll have that up on the website. It'll be up there very shortly, probably in the next day or so.
I'm guessing. Okay,
but in the meantime, you can call us.
You can call us.
And actually, you can call us and talk to us on the air, too.
You know what, Susan,
same
too,
number.
I did bring some of the documentary that you talked about first.
Right.
I brought a couple of those.
Boot
if
camp.
Someone calls and wants mm-hmm. me to make it out to them, I'll sign it for them if they're interested.
It is an amazing documentary. If you like to look at, you know, hot young guys being
yeah, it's all
like
Marine Corps guys.
By drill instructors. It's yeah. fun.
And the funny thing about this Marine Corps movie, there's only been one person that's not been a someone that's in the media that's done a review on it. And the one person who did a review was someone who was that went to Marine Corps boot camp, went through the process, did 4 years in the Marine Corps, and decided that he wanted to become a woman by going to the Marine Corps.
Interesting.
So this person now did a review on my movie and is also showing the process of this man becoming a woman in these YouTube videos that she's created over the last 3 years.
G.I. Jane.
You know about G.I. Jane. Or okay. I mean, not just a man becoming a woman, but a Marine,
becoming a woman.
A woman. So that is the ultimate he-male to she-male transition. Wow. Mm-hmm. I guess, you know, there was an attempt to compensate there.
That'd
something.
Be one bitch not to fuck with.
Right. All right. Well, so give us a call. Our number is if you're in North America, that's the United States or Canada, is you can call our toll-free number, which is 1-866-289-7068. That's 1-866-289-7068, baby. And if you're somewhere else, like Singapore, for instance, then you just dial, 001 or something, and you call our regular number, which is 213-670-0066.
We have an 800 number in Singapore.
Oh, we do, but I don't know what that is. Right. So you have to look on the Dr. Seuss Block Institute site.
Yeah.
I should have that all written down.
Right, right. But, okay. Look, you can donate up to $50,000, and if you donate $50,000, maybe I'll let you do something to me.
Something like what's being done to this blow-up
doll? I don't know about that, but okay. We'll see about that.
Except with anal aids. Don't worry, except with anal aids.
Right. And you can also donate up to $1, and you get nothing except thank you. And if you donate $25, then you get a copy of Kanan's first movie. If you donate anything in between, you just call me, okay, and I'll organize whatever you need.
I'm going to donate a screaming O'Cock ring to Morgan right now.
So, pretty soon we're going to have a page up there. We're trying to finish this. It's an extraordinary story, a very funny story, very sad story. The main actor died during this. One of the other people was a fugitive, so there was a lot of stuff going on in these 3 years, right, Kanan?
Right, I almost died in the middle.
You almost died in the middle.
I almost died. I didn't actually die because I was taken up to heaven. No, I'm still here.
Oh, our chief engineer died.
Chief engineer
we had two
died.
People right. die.
They were dropping dead.
Really, because life goes on, and it includes death.
But the best part, I just want to tell one little story. There's a scene there where this director is going to commit suicide, and so he stabs himself, and Susan... I come. Whoops.
Jesse, get her.
Get her, please. And so.
Solo in there.
The hot ain't going anywhere. That's how tight she is. Oh. She held on to that hot.
So Susan is supposed to call 911 to get an ambulance there, and so she's in her office and they're filming, and Susan dials.
I was being a method actor.
Right.
And I was really getting into the part, and I picked up the phone and I dialed.
911.
And then I freaked out because I realized I'd really dialed 911.
But you also told him someone had been stabbed.
Oh, I forgot that part. I was still in the role, and I said, "Hello, someone has been stabbed, and they're on my couch." And so they said, "Where are you located?" And that's when I realized that I had actually called 911. I thought I was just playing a part in a movie, but it's a documentary, so it's very real. And so actually, this whole crew of police and
dozens
really hunky firemen with big hoses and paramedics. Really good looking group just all came in, and I freaked out, and we had to run downstairs, and basically I was dressed like this and had to convince them that nothing was going on.
That you hadn't killed your husband or something.
Right.
Right.
So they wouldn't search the place and find all the dildos. Anyway, it's a movie full of a lot of adventure and soulful
and a lot of speakeasy history.
A lot
Definitely.
Of speakeasy history.
Yeah. Yep.
A lot of it embodies everything that the speakeasy is and ever will be, and that's what I'm most proud of about it is that it just captures the essence of who you guys are.
Oh, well, Kanan, you are an essence capturer. Like, it's a wizardly thing. And we're going to get this movie done. And so, you know, that number once again is 213-670-0066 or 1-866-289-7068. Very good. She's going to donate. I know it. This one's being forced into it. Yeah. Sometimes it takes a little force fucking to get donated.
Don't call her that.
Oh my God. It's like a Trump comeback.
I'm so worried about her hair. I feel bad.
Elliot from Bakersfield is on the line.
Oh my God.
Elliot from Bakersfield?
Yes.
Hello, Elliot.
You want to talk to him?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh.
Hello. Hi, Elliot.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
I'm not sure who all the guests are on the show tonight. I know Miss Foxy is, and who else?
Foxy and Morgan Bailey and Domino Presley and Jesse Flores and Ali Sinclair and Kanan Brumley.
And I think the...
Oh, Brittany. Right. Brittany Markham. We're going to introduce you. Brittany Markham is back there, but we're going to get her on, too.
But I think he had a question
You have a question for Foxy?
Foxy.
Yes. I was wondering if Foxy, maybe you choose your male partner for your website.
He wants to be one of your male partners, I think. He wants to know how you choose your co-stars, your male partners, the guys that get to do you and be done by you.
My email address should be there, but if not, it's foxxy702@gmail.com. Send me your stats and your pictures, and if you're able to travel, then hey.
Do you want to be in a movie with Foxy? Elliot?
I wouldn't mind. I've never been with a TS before, actually.
You've never been with a TS?
That's some kink.com shit. Never been
virgin.
With a tranny and just wants to get...
Do you have a special section for that, for virgin men who have
That's
never been?
That's supposed to be my area. I'm the virgin breaker.
Do you know about Jesse Flores? Elliot.
Yes, I know of her.
Oh, all right. Well, her specialty is virgin men.
Yeah, she likes to bust.
But you know, that's an awful big one for a virgin. Jesus,
I know how she de-virginized me for Christmas.
Elliot's being very quiet. I think he's
a little
scared.
Where are you calling from, Elliot? Elliot, where are you calling from?
Bakersfield.
Right, he's out there.
Are there any
trans women, she-male, anything like that in Bakersfield?
Hope not.
I know. They don't hang out around here. They probably go down to like L.A.
They go down to L.A., yeah.
You know Schwarzenegger's
you can talk on the
love
mic.
Child? He lives up there.
I can't hear anything.
He's on the other side of town.
Oh, that's right. Morgan can't hear because Morgan doesn't have the headphones on.
Can anybody get her headsets? Somebody can get her headsets.
Give you a drink. Oh, you have a drink.
I don't need anything right now.
She just needs a hot man to stand her.
Does anyone want to try our drink of the house?
Okay, you done with Elliot, Susan?
Elliot, did you have a more specific question? Like, how does she choose her male partners? Like, based on what criteria?
Before that question, I would like to say to Miss Foxy and Domino, first to Miss Foxy, I love that last scene she did for TS Seduction where she was dressed as a cheerleader.
Oh. Yay, we love TS Seduction. That's like the hardest and the most sexiest site to work for. Like,
why is it the hardest, and what do you mean by that?
It's like hardcore, you know. It's like that's where the girls get to dominate the guys, and I get to be feminine and then turn into this little dominant bitch and just fuck hot guys, and you know, it's hot. It's a hot site,
and you like that, huh?
And I was a cheerleader this past time, and he was a football player for practice, dragged me into the locker room, jumped in the showers, and I was just like, oh my God, no, we're going to get in trouble, and blah, 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 blah. Anyways, turned around, I have a cock, he's like, oh, and I turn around and bang him, and it was hot.
That discovery thing.
Yeah.
Yes. So it was like he was experiencing the TS for the first time.
Exactly.
The revelation.
But we were in college. Don't worry. It was in high school.
It was legal.
We were legal.
Right. All right. So are you celebrating Masturbation Month, Elliot?
I didn't even know it was Masturbation Month.
Well, it is Masturbation Month, the month
of
May.
So that means...
Whip it out.
Put it on. Put on one of my videos and masturbate.
Oh, there you go. You yeah, should do it. I mean, not that you shouldn't do it every other month.
Domino also Miss Foxy. The other thing I thought you did for the subduction, it was really hot. I forget if he was paying, I think, like your cab driver to. He was driving you in the van.
Who? Are you talking to Domino or to Foxy?
Still to you, Miss Foxy.
Oh, to me.
I was in a van.
Okay, and they picked me up.
You remember that one?
Okay, yeah. That was the one. That was the scene. That was like the scene before that one. I have to think. I film so much. I'm like, wait, which one was it?
All right, so wow. Elliot, how much did you want to donate? $50,000? $10?
Yes, please donate.
Donate to our film.
The director's
Speakeasy.
Foundation. What is this? Where can they donate?
The name of the film, Speakeasy. They call here.
It's called Speakeasy, but the website or
SusanBlock.com.
You can donate at Dr.
Susan Block.
Lock.com.
Put your cock on, please.
Put your cock on.
And put your cock on.
Yeah. I can't take it off.
Celebrate masturbation.
The film is called Speakeasy.
The film is called Speakeasy, yeah. But if you really like...
So the theme is Prohibition Chicago.
It's Prohibition
it's a
LA.
More modern than that. Yeah.
Prohibition LA.
It's a little bit Prohibition LA, yeah. Exactly. Prohibition downtown LA.
So since you're like a fan of myself and Domino, don't you think that I should do a scene with Domino and kind of dominate her?
What do you think?
Because I think she's hot.
Would you
I
like to see that, Elliot?
Opportunity
would you like
no,
to see?
Bring it up.
T.S. Foxy do Domino.
Oh, he said dominate me instead.
Well, he's it's masturbation.
Sorry, Domino, you can watch though.
he's
how about dominate
himself?
Both of you?
It's self pleasure night, right? Well, yeah, okay, but I mean. Would you like to see that as another film? Like if T.S. Foxy was going to be in more than one scene, maybe one where she dominates you and one where she dominates Domino. Domino.
I would like it.
You would like it.
I would like to see her dominate Domino, or she's not a guest tonight, but Serena Valentina.
Oh well, we're not going to talk about her until she's.
Well, I've talked to her.
All right, well, now that you brought everybody. Up someone that's not here, we're going to say Happy Masturbation Month.
Happy Masturbation Month.
Happy birthday. Stroke it.
Stroke that cock every day, all day.
Right. You take care, Elliot, and say hello to
Bye, Elliot.
Bakersfield for me, darling.
Don't forget to donate.
Bye, Elliot.
Bye, Elliot.
Elliot. I didn't know that kind of stuff went on in Bakersfield.
Yeah.
I don't. He's a freak.
Bakersfield's got it all. Mm-hmm. Just very spread out, And Brittany Markham is right at the microphone, so you can say hello.
Hi, Ren.
Hi.
Hi.
Welcome. Hi. So you were tweeting a little bit about the rapture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My Twitter account is at Brittany Markham. You can go there or go to Shemales Jokers. That's who I work for and shoot a lot for. My site's coming out with Shemales Jokers.
All right. And so, I mean, were you like dreaming of the rapture or were you praying to ascend?
What's the rapture?
Oh
my God.
I thought you were tweeting about the rapture. Maybe
she probably
I mixed
was. She
you
didn't know what she's talking about.
your manager right there. Yes, your manager. Okay. Well, welcome. And you know what? Your top just looks like it's going to come off.
You should just take it off, Mama.
There you go. There we go. Look at those titties. And look at what she does. She does a little titty dance with them.
My sister taught me.
Your sister taught you this titty dance.
Yeah.
Wow, I'm very impressed with that.
Wow.
I never showed you, Mom.
Well, yeah, but it makes me squirm right now.
That's kind of like a, you know, like an exotic dance.
Yeah.
Are you an exotic dancer?
She is.
Yeah, on Sundays.
On Sunday.
You can actually come see me.
You don't know about our strip club.
No, you have to talk on that microphone.
You don't know about our strip club that we started.
I kind of vaguely do, but you can tell us about it.
Well, every Sunday in Sun Valley, we are stripping it up. I'm always there. The lovely Domino and Brittany is there.
I'm coming next Sunday.
Jesse's coming this Sunday.
Yeah, and I'm going to join Jesse too. Ooh.
Well, yeah. Good. It looks like all the girls. Allie, please do come.
Sure, I will. I'd be happy to.
But yes, we're in Sun Valley every Sunday.
You shouldn't.
I can't think of the address, but it's vintage.
This is only a one-sided doll.
I know. They should have been hair all the way.
Depends on what you're into.
They gave her a partial weave, honey. Don't worry. She only bought one bag, okay?
Awesome.
But it was human hair, so that's good.
Is it human hair?
All right.
Pink colon?
No. So, so you got to hang out where you let it all hang out now?
Come out on Sundays. Vintage Industrial
right.
Strip in Sun Valley. Trannies a-dancing, full of bar.
Mm-hmm. And Balls how do you celebrate Masturbation Month in a place like that?
Secretly, because the cops are watching.
Really? The cops are your best clientele?
Probably. I don't want to know.
Well, it is Masturbation Month. Were you doing it today? I heard you were.
I was twiddling my twat today.
Twiddling your twat.
You know, I have been off cam for a while, and I got on cam and did a little cam show this afternoon.
Oh, you did?
It was lovely.
And, like, can you tell us or show us, like, your style or your technique or
well,
any particular trick
do.
You have?
They
what
come
do you
in,
do?
You know, they come in, and you've got a few seconds to really grab their attention.
Yeah, talk on the microphone.
So you give them a little titty show.
Titty show.
Because you want to pull that cock out right away.
Right.
That's what they're there for, is the cock.
Because they want to make sure you got one.
So you just got to get down there and rub on it and tell them, oh, yeah, baby, I know you want me to stick it in your ass. I'm going to pull it out and shove it in your mouth, and you're going to suck your ass juice off my cock, aren't you?
Mm, you know how to talk to them.
That's what I do.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And then you just keep, like, it going as long as they will.
And, you know how guys are. It lasts about 30 seconds, and you move on to the next one.
Wow. Wow, with you. 30 seconds.
They come quick.
They're so excited by you. Yeah. There's and you're so expensive. No.
Yeah, well, you know, in this economy, I try to meet everyone's pocketbook, but
you're very thoughtful.
I ain't no cheapo.
No.
Good for you.
If you can't afford me, then you probably shouldn't anyway.
Yeah, you want to flick your butt?
I do. I'm going to finish these first, though.
No, your rear, the other butt, not the other
butt. Not that.
Do you want to flick my butt?
I would like to.
Jesse,
like
just bring the mic out a little bit for her.
Yeah.
You know?
But I'd like
now she's up.
Oh, now you're up. Okay.
All right.
But I want to introduce the drink of the evening, which is Agua Belief Liqueur.
Does she have an ashtray?
Who would like some agua?
Yeah, I'll try some of that.
You're going to try some of it. Okay, can I have my lovely assistant pour some agua?
I'm curious.
Okay. Now, there's a ritual to drinking this.
Herbal liqueur.
Yes.
Pay attention to coca, because that's what it's going to make you feel like, honey.
Is it like la cocaína or is it like la coca, like the chocolate?
it's the coca leaf. It's the Bolivian coca leaf. But it is perfectly legal and it's delicious. And there's a ritual to consuming it here. At
I hope
speakeasy.
I don't have to sniff it.
No. What you do is you have to put the salt on a body part. Titties are usually good, but cocks will do. Cocks will do, and
cockle doodle do,
right? And you just, kind of sprinkle the salt, and then you suck it. Don't drink it yet. Don't drink it yet. Here, here's the salt. This is lime salt. It looks like cocaine.
Are you sure this not? It looks like a bullet to me.
You put it in your hole.
Trust me, darling. It's the rapture.
Wow, this is salt that's been turned to baby powder.
Mmm.
That looks great.
Salt up those titties.
Okay, wait, what do I do?
Well, you take off your top, too, because I think that would look better. Right.
was like, yeah. Everybody has to take off their tops.
Oh,
now.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be good. Yeah, take off your tops.
No,
right. Make everybody feel at home here. You can do what you like. You're the filmmaker.
Take off your tops.
Okay, here we go. Now, you sprinkle the lovely...
Powder.
Yes, I'm looking at all the lovely titties. That's why I got a little discombobulated here. But, yes, sprinkle the powder on the nipple is good, or between the tits, or wherever you want to do it. And then you lick that up like a, you know, a little tequila shot.
Like a real Mexican would.
Yeah, like that.
Mexican girl.
Yeah.
Oh, my God,
this
looks so bad.
And
girl,
you,
it
looks like yeah. Don't snort it. Evan Stone tried snorting it, and yeah. He was crying for half the evening.
Okay.
Right.
So
he's
so
a tough guy.
This, right?
Well, first you lick that, and then you down your shot, if you want to down it, or that's a lot, so I don't know if you want to down all that. Up
it
to
smells
you.
Like lemon
see
lime
what you're
popsicle.
Made of. Mm-mm.
Okay, so lick the
I don't
salt.
Think.
Oh, okay. Careful with this. This is actually this shouldn't be here.
My God, it's like
banana.
It's like pico limon. Mm.
No, señor.
Mm.
Do I do this by myself, or is anyone else doing
you
this?
You
are? Oh, I'm good. Thank
you're
you.
Good.
She's already waiting.
Domino?
Yeah, I'm lightweight.
Domino, come on.
Oh, you've got
you
some.
Too.
Oh, okay.
Here, take my tit, and you're going
to
put salt on
you. He's a married man.
We're taking a shot. I'm not asking you for your hand in marriage.
Oh, well, he thought so.
It's called participation.
All right. So did you
okay,
take
ready?
A shot? Yeah. Okay. Here we go.
Here we go.
Suck.
Her first time ever. Come on.
Mm. Yes. She's
time.
Sucking it up. And now sipping. It's downing. Whoa. Good girl.
She's from Vegas.
Definitely.
She knows how to drink.
She knows how to swallow.
Yeah. I'm impressed.
And I don't even need a lime. Hold on. But I'm trying to figure out what's in here.
It's the coca leaf.
Mm. Mm.
Anyway, there
you.
It is.
That was very good.
That was very good. Okay. So so no one else wants a shot because you're all kind of good.
I don't drink.
I'm straight edge.
I'm a good girl. I don't drink.
You don't drink.
No. I don't drink. Don't
but
smoke,
you masturbate.
She just bends over.
Like
don't worry.
Yeah. How do you celebrate masturbation month?
I celebrate it every day of the entire year.
Yeah. Don't put your top off.
Yeah, you like looking at my boobs?
I do. I was looking
Thank
at
you.
Theirs before. Now I'm having a good look at yours.
That's great.
Yeah, they look great together. Even though, you know, you don't drink the shots, but you could still lick salt or something and drink water.
I can still lick a tit.
Yeah.
Oh, lick a tit. There you go.
That's always great.
Mm.
Thank you, baby.
Yeah. So how do you like to masturbate? What's your favorite way? When you're doing it just the way you like to.
I do it dry, and I get bruised and beat. I do it until I've come about 10 times that day.
Wait a second, Domino. You don't do it off of your hand.
Oh, I'm just drinking
Wait.
It by myself.
No. Okay. Just find me a set of titties for
Where's
you.
Where's the salt?
The salt is in her
I
hand, but there's more salt here. She has titties for you, okay?
Come on, Morgan.
Everyone has titties for Domino.
Yeah. How about Morgan and Domino take a shot together with the salt on each of my boob?
You know,
that
I think
sounds
that sounds really good. No. That's it's just
that sounds
you
messy.
Know, it's a little
threesome.
That sounds
okay,
good.
So that means you have to.
I'll bend over.
She can. Oh.
She can bend over. Oops.
That's my boob.
Oops. Off your chain.
Oops,
sorry.
This one?
Foxy,
this is
sour.
Wow, that's a lot of salt for me.
Nice sound.
Mmm. It looks like
I'm so sorry.
Little butt bongo while they're...
Off your chain.
Right there.
Huh?
Do it Shots off your here. Oh, very nice.
Oh,
I like the way
so
you did that. The
here.
Salt is very nicely displayed on the boobs.
Put your fan down.
Okay.
Okay, remember, lick the boobs first.
Okay, be careful with those glasses. They are my great-grandmother's. Not too...
Sorry. stop blowing, you're making me choke. Mm.
He's embarrassed, doesn't look.
Wait, hold
yes.
on.
Yes. Oh, more she's salt. Really hold sucking on. Up that salt. Mmm. Domino's a quickie.
Give me some more salt. Hold on. Yeah. If Luke gets bitch, it's not dog.
Okay, okay. Here we go.
Down the hatch.
You didn't even take it.
No, I did.
Take
she's
the rest.
She's
oh,
sipping.
No, no, no.
Come on.
Sipping.
She was playing popcorn.
Shot. Come on, Domino.
Morgan was much more interested in the titty.
Careful that
don't bang your
no,
head.
No, it felt good. Like, my nipples are hard.
Fox
salty
is beating
titty.
Me.
Don't make me do it again.
All right, so we're back. I think we're all liquored up now sufficiently. True. At least those of us who
chug
do it.
Bitch. This is Saturday night.
Here, talk on the microphone.
Whatever the green shit is.
The green shit, as you call it, is you look like Jackie O right now.
I don't feel like I look like Jackie O.
Right
now.
She is
Jackie O.
It's
Aqua. Jackie O. Susan, fix that mic. The mic. Fix the mic. It's going to run.
Okay. Can I have someone fix the mic, please?
Fix my fucking mic, please.
He always asks me to do everything.
I can help.
Don't bring
the mic. Fix the mic.
Don't worry about the show. Just fix the mic. It's cool.
Hello.
So, we're talking about...
Oh, girl, look at me on TV.
Let's settle down a little bit. Shake those titties, though. That's okay. Yeah, that doesn't make too much noise. We can't all talk at once, or we can't hear. But I want to know more about masturbation techniques.
Hitachi.
I rub my gooch.
You use the Hitachi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's great.
I have
oh, my
one,
God.
Yeah.
It's amazing, right?
I love the Hitachi,
it's
right?
A girl's best friend.
It is.
It's like,
it is. Now, I just want to know, anatomically speaking, where do you put it?
You could put it, like, on the bottom, on the base, like, right underneath the junk, you know?
Or right under the junk.
Yeah.
Right.
Or, like, right on top. Like
right
just
on top.
Like
okay,
you know.
It's, you know, it's the same for me. I either put it on the bottom or on top. I rarely put it right directly on.
Really?
It's too much.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, because... It's a strong vibration.
Yeah, like couldn't put it on the tip. Like you can't really put it on the tip. That's
right.
Like not no no bueno.
Right now the Hitachi is very strong, but you like something that's a little lighter.
Like what?
Well, what do I have here? Here, give me one of those.
What did I get
how
myself
would you like
into?
A pocket rocket?
Oh, those are
those
awesome.
Those are nice.
Doc
they're
Johnson.
Smaller. Yes, Doc Johnson pocket rockets. Did you lose your screaming O cock ring? Did you take it out of the package?
No.
Oh, no one. Oh, no, you didn't. Okay, then I'll. Okay, well then we'll just give you another one. Have another one? No, not
oh my
another.
Gosh, she has emphysema. Who's coughing?
Yeah. Who's got batteries? Where's my battery department? Battery department? Okay.
Oh,
anyone
yeah.
else like a pocket rocket?
That's like Christmas
yeah,
morning. Thank you so much.
Is that a dildo?
This? What happened?
Nothing. Yeah.
Morgan's throwing things at me.
Oh, at least it's not my cigarette, Crystal.
I tried tossing them.
She threw the cigarettes.
I found your cock ring.
I did too, thank you.
Can I get a pocket rocket?
Yes.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you,
Doctor.
Morgan, what happened to your other cigarette? That was
I need batteries.
I pocket now.
Okay, now you. I
bitch.
Can you put them in? Or does Nori have. Do you know how to put them in? The pocket rockets? Yeah? Did you figure it out?
Slim Shady. Right. Can you throw me that fan, please?
Oh, by the way. I don't know if you need this for measuring your.
She needs three of those and then.
Who needs a little extra? Okay, here you go.
She'll put it to measure. The client and she'll be like, wait. She charges by the fucking length.
Yeah,
yeah,
by the inch.
This is real?
Some people charge by the hour, you charge by the inch.
Yeah, she charges by the inch. So
they get smaller.
The smaller you are, the better off you are.
Ooh, I hear that.
I'm like 6 inches.
You burst him out.
Wow. So I want to know what Kanan's thoughts are right now. I see
he's already directing another movie. Yeah. I can smell it. He's like, oh,
I'm going home with these guys and just going to follow them for the next couple years. You guys are
going home with us. Quite a team transsexual. Here.
Yeah, you're going to get out of the black eye if you call the skies, can you?
Okay. Everybody's got their pocket wrong.
You got to watch out because we're Aries, you know, like, don't offend us, honey.
What's that, bud?
You know what? What it comes down to, we're all human beings, and I expect to be treated like one.
Leave the straight guy.
I love it.
Treat you like an
and
asshole.
I'm Mexican, I just want to be treated like some kind of bean.
Well, I'm Mexican too, but I want to be a pinto bean.
There's something.
And I'll be a black bean because I'm more nutritionist.
I'm a bean-flavored cracker.
Oh, what is all this bean talk?
She's a white bean. What is that?
The bean-flavored cracker.
There's a white bean.
Which ones should I get?
Chipotle is gringo.
Oh. Yeah.
I think I have to get somebody.
Phone the flower bitch. Yes, it's a taser.
Right.
Get shocking. Phone the flower.
Foxy.
Don't tase me, bro.
What do we do?
You two switch headsets.
Don't tase me, bro.
Oh.
Why are you switching headsets?
That's out of control.
Maybe because they can hear me in one ear and not the other.
Very, very upset.
So.
All right, now, Morgan is inviting you to ascend the stage.
Oh, my God.
She's going to do bad things
to
you.
Scary.
There's no saw, but can I
be
take
afraid.
This?
The rapture is upon you. You are ascending.
This is the rapture?
Yes, yes, absolutely.
Yeah, I will say.
That always helps.
It's my favorite.
I thought it was this.
It's a bee. I thought I had magic powers for a while. Like,
it does. It does. It's the coca leaf. Actually, the titties have magic powers too, for sure. Everybody got their batteries?
Yep. I do. It's amazing. Yeah. I like your penis straw. That's really great.
You do, yeah. I do too.
I used to
people keep taking them. I keep, like, I'm running out.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, because other people like them too. Or maybe they just want it because my lips have been around the penis.
I can understand that. I can understand that.
So what do we got? Here we go.
I brought her some rapture.
I can't do any more rapture.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe
she
no more
can.
Did
she
you
just
bring your vibrators up? We need to have some, you know, celebration.
Some celebration.
Okay, there's a mirror down here. Tony, could you pick up the mirror and the...
No, don't give it to her. She'll
actually,
keep licking
actually, take the... Tony, take it's the microphone off the stand and they can... You know, just hold it by hand.
Someone fan Domino because she's having a...
Pull the microphone.
She's going through menopause.
I've got it.
Jeez. The microphone is not a dick.
There you go.
We are aware.
What?
She and I are very familiar with the cock.
Let's have a threesome here with you guys.
Let's do that.
Hey. Oh my God.
I can stand in.
I had to do a double take. Wait, hold on.
I can stand in. I don't need a double.
I can only tell the difference between the hair. Oh, yeah, it's not just it.
Wow. Don't move the microphone away.
I was being secretive. I was saying the photographer with the camera pointed at me should take his shirt off.
Oh.
I think she has a crush on Michael.
Oh, Michael
Vegas.
Well, Michael Vegas is, of course, you know, he's a porn star. As well.
I'm aware of him. I'm aware.
You're from Vegas. No? Oh, wow. Whatever.
It's like Joe Hollywood.
but not from Hollywood.
But much sexier.
He's very sexy.
So I think she has a crush on you because all night she's like, we need to get him naked. I said, okay.
He just got married,
so
girls.
That's our mission. Just because he's married doesn't mean we can't get him naked.
Well,
I'm not trying to marry him.
You can do porn. You get naked.
You might have an easier chance with him.
It's business.
Hey, listen. We'll do two for one, okay?
Three for one. Don't leave me out.
Oh, I miss things.
And you get to do this.
And the hole.
Michael, don't blush.
You've seen it before.
Take your fucking shirt off already.
You look so sexy with those braces.
Come on. I have my titties out. Pull yours out, too.
Well, Manscaped.
He's
look
taking
at that.
Pictures of you.
Well, he's busy.
Maybe if you take some more off.
See, you missed it.
Maybe he should take some pictures of us.
Yeah, I think he should. I think he should, but, you know, there have. I think this is just covering up too much of your body.
You think so?
Yeah.
Oh, wet, where?
Your clothes, take them off.
I'll get naked if you can get your photographer naked.
I will eventually.
Eventually?
I didn't even trade.
Yeah, yeah.
Photographer for Foxy. I can't let her get naked until he's at least got his shorts off.
Well,
shorts?
Wait,
short. Let me go around the corner and be like you and take off my panties and then I'll come back.
Yeah.
Okay,
this is exciting.
I'll give you a little something. But you have to give me a little something too.
Oh, look at this, Morgan. You're showing us a little masturbation month.
I got your
activity.
Masturbation right here, baby. Wow.
Yes, Morgan.
You like watching me yank on my cock?
Especially with that little skirt over it.
Isn't it cute?
It's very cute. I love the contrast. I mean, the contrast is very hypnotic, isn't it? What is that about? I mean, I would imagine most of your fans just love the contrast of almost being with, well, like...
There's just...
Whoa!
I too didn't much drink to drink.
She fell off the bed.
The doll is drunk.
The doll is drunk. Could you pick the poor doll up? Somebody pick the doll up.
You know, I can do that.
Yeah.
Here goes the doll.
Come here, sweetie.
Wait a minute. You just knocked this over, Dr. Susan.
Oh, come here, baby.
I need help. I need help. Where's my lovely assistant? Okay. Oh, you've got a drink here.
Love
you're
you.
You're really doing well with green and red. This is like Mexican New Year tonight.
No, actually, Susie, they're having a Mexican rapture party across the street.
That up.
Did you guys hear that when you came out here?
Mexican rapture.
Yeah.
Is that different from tranny rapture?
I don't know.
Yeah. Peace through pleasure is the bonobo way, by the way. We practice the bonobo way of peace through pleasure. And just so you know, bonobos are the make love, not war chimpanzee who swing through the trees as well as with each other. And there's the males and the females are equally sexual, and the males have sex with the males and the females have sex with the females in addition to the females and the males. And there are probably some trans bonobos. It's just we have to learn their language a little better to quite understand what it is that they're going through. But your donations help to save the bonobos.
You can donate to the bonobos, and you can donate to the movie.
Canaan, right.
To Canaan.
Speaking.
All right, because we need...
Basically, you're donating to the bonobos in the wild and the bonobos at the speakeasy.
The revolution, all revolutions need money. All revolutions need money, right? Okay?
Good cause.
Right. So, I mean, we're sending money to the revolutionaries in Libya. You should send us some money. Yeah.
There you go. Here she is on her knees again.
Do I need to go up there and hold her?
Come on up here. Come on up and hold
come
your
and
girl.
Hold
come and hold your girl. Because, you
Foxy
know.
Foxy is coming, honey. Oh.
Foxy's getting herself ready. Yeah, very ready.
Let's give it up for
here
Foxy, everyone.
Here's
and Jesse, hello. Look at this.
I wish that I were Jesse's cock. Yeah, okay.
I think we all do.
And look at those major heels. Yep, take them off. Yep. All right. And look at this cute little skirt. Very sort of Catholic schoolgirl-like. Very much so. Are you wearing panties or no panties? You are wearing panties. Quite a gizmo. You can take those off. Right.
Slide them off. Baby.
Right off. Let me just move this out of your way.
Can I sniff your panties, Jesse?
Oh, you want to sniff?
I want to sniff Jesse's panties. Give me those panties, baby.
Oh, yeah. Take a big whiff on the microphone. Those are that's tranny panty sniffing.
I like them.
I think that's a key word.
They're a little damp, too.
Nice. Very good. Very
just
good.
The way, all right. Just the way I like it.
Okay.
Oh, yes. Well, I'll hold the microphone, actually, you know, because you've got your own microphone to hold, don't you?
Yes, I do.
And you are. Look at that, all stretched out. Nice. just what all the boys get intimidated by in the locker room. But then the face and the titties above are just what they would love to have in the locker room. Yeah. You know, it's just so such a dichotomy. Right. In one hot chick.
Thank you.
Mm. And you're a hot chick. Look at you. Yeah.
Rawr.
Rapture.
Rapture.
Right. You are a raptured angel.
You are an angel.
Mm. Aww.
I love ya.
Aww. You're smoking.
I'm gonna smoke
at home. So you're now demonstrating your masturbation technique. And you've got the doll in front of you, though. I mean, that's a little bit... Okay, and let's move these fake silver dicks. Right. Okay. And this is... actually, that's very cute, the way she's sitting in your lap. Her leg is bent, though. She's going to get a foot cramp. Right, there you go. Okay. And now you can... Oh, yeah. You can just... You've got both girls.
Let me put my nasty cancer stick out.
Okay, yeah, you've got too much to hold here.
You're 10.
Okay. Look at her. Now she's on her back.
That's how I like her.
There you go. You could just move her over there so she's a little out of the way. Oh. Right. She's okay. There she goes. Yeah. That's a perfect setup for her. Yep. She looks good that way. And she's, very situated. All right, now you're both together. Two hot girls in a skirt and two skirts with two chicks with dicks.
That's
what they are.
Yay!
So much fun.
Will you put the cock ring on me, Jesse,
yeah,
please?
Yeah, put the cock ring on. We have another one, too. Let's start with one. Fake Jesse is falling down.
I don't know which Jesse I'm talking to.
Okay.
I'm protected.
You better tell your doppelganger to behave herself.
Okay, there you go. Yeah, put her right behind. That's it. She can sort of fuck the banister there. Okay. Now we've got.
I'm just going to let you do whatever you want to be. She's got attitude.
Okay. And we've got here a nice screaming O coffee.
Hello. Wait, you're getting fucked?
Good morning.
Right.
Hello, good morning.
Hi, you look so beautiful, Morgan.
I've never put a cock ring on before.
You press it. Oh, you never put a cock ring on?
No.
Wow. And then you press it to turn it on. Right? Is it on?
I have a couple of feathers on my testicle.
Yeah. Well, you know, the feathers.
Mm. There we go.
Okay. So, is the cock ring on now?
It's definitely on.
Oh, yeah. Feel good? Yeah, nice little buzz there.
Mmm.
Nice little buzz. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Are we seeing sex here? What is that?
Is that sex?
Is that sex?
I think so far it's outer course.
Oh, okay.
But that's okay. Ooh, yeah. We love our outer course here. You look nice in those glasses.
Thank you.
Rapture.
Mm. Yeah, definitely rapture. Right.
Feels good.
It feels good.
Strong as that. I like a little bit more of a industrial. There we go. Now you're talking, sister.
Actually,
Be her.
Pop that bad boy off there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's Boris. That's Boris.
Where's my lovely
that's
assistant?
That's Boris.
Hazel.
She's coming.
Okay.
Hazel Tucker, where are you?
Hazel Tucker.
New York.
Mmm, look at these titties. Wow. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes. Man.
Well, while we're waiting for Hazel, I want to see Domino's shoes. Look at she's got some shoes there. Hazel, can you get me those baskets? Just both of them?
Yeah, take them off. You want me to let them in?
And then we take them off.
Yes, thank you very much.
Rapture.
Beautiful baskets here. Should we put something flavored, like vanilla, on it? But it's, I don't know.
My ass can't taste it.
Yeah, right. Well, this is not going to go up your ass, is it?
What?
I don't know. This thing?
If you can fit that.
This is a big thing.
Try and fit that.
I'm pretty sure we can fit that in my ass.
That would feel amazing.
Right now, probably, yes.
Yeah.
Ooh.
You're an expert in Hitachi magic wands, Allie.
Oh, I'm having a great view. This is great. Yeah.
Okay, here we go. This has, oops, no, I broke it.
You broke the condom.
I broke the condom.
I am not trying to get pregnant, Susie.
Okay. Here we go. And over the Hitachi. It's backwards. Yeah, you do it. No, I'm.
Well, no, you're doing a good job.
You girls, help me out here. Thank you. Very
and
good.
And there we have it. Hitachi. Domo arigato.
Domo. Thank you.
Oh, wow. Well, hello there. Oh, my God.
Oh, yes. Mm. Isn't that exciting to have a real hot male porn star shooting you?
Mmm.
Almost
Morgan,
you
bitch! I thought we were to go out and find dick instead. You
well, old boy's married. Freshly
Jesse's
married.
Jesse's just gonna fuck you down.
And we Rocco, take off your shirt.
Take off your shirt, baby.
Take off your
pants.
Put it right back on that taint. On the taint, baby.
On the taint. And you've got piercings on the taint.
I do.
Really?
She does.
Long legs. How long are these legs?
They're like 6'4".
I'm all leg, baby. No torso, though. Ooh.
I'm as long. I'm as tall as her legs.
Uncircumcised. Very nice. Very nice.
Ooh.
We do have a lot of fans of the uncut cock. Yeah, and it's natural. It's natural. We like that.
You got my left leg shaking
Jesse,
like a cocker spaniel.
You're uncut?
Yeah.
Shout out to the neighborhood.
She has the foreskin.
Uncut here.
Who else uncut?
Uncut. One, ready, two.
Ready, one.
Ooh,
and
Jesse.
Else
is
cut. Two out of six.
Yeah. Oh.
Oh my God! What's going on?
It's gonna make her cry.
Wait, I think I'm gonna move the monkey. I don't want.
Look at her feet. Oh my God! I think she's in church or something.
Morgan, there's something in your ass.
She is praising to the Lord. Yeah.
Yeah, she's shaking. She is going up to the rapture. At least her legs are gonna go up to heaven.
Honey, she is shaking and baking.
And those legs do go up.
Wow! Fuck me.
Oh.
Wait, what is
yeah.
Holy.
Where's the church basket? Everybody pass around the basket.
Pass the basket.
Just donate to this shit.
Star tipping man.
She's a fucking Aries. I love it.
The rapture.
The rapture.
Okay, Jesse, you can do it. You have an audience, but you can do it. You did me. You can do it.
You can do it. You can do it.
Put
you
your
can
back
really,
into
really
it.
Do it.
Yeah. What are we doing? We're just
That's Morgan's.
I love it. Oh my God, I can feel the echo.
It was vibrating my ears too. I can feel it too.
Oh my gosh. I know, when I get close to my mouth, I can feel it.
Hold on to the headphones, bitch. Hold on.
I am too, you know.
You are, I see that. Morgan's a professional, holding on to the headphones, the microphone.
She's a professional bottom. She can hold her ankles. She can do it.
Her legs up in the air, everything.
Grab those cankles, girl. Grab those cankles.
What cankles are you talking about?
And you're the top.
Uh-oh.
Oh, wow.
Oh, shit.
I mean, if you need it, you have this dick.
Right. Oh, wow.
Tie Jessie up. She might get sucked in. Watch out.
Put the dick in her.
Oh, wow. Yes, on the bowels right there. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You guys are hot. You're great.
There we go.
Now she's being creative. Look at her.
She's up there. She's watching you.
Where's my camera?
She's enjoying.
Where's the camera?
She's being hypnotized because she's going to take that big old cock. She's being hypnotized by herself.
Oh, yeah. Slap your cock on my dirty little hole.
Swing it, honey. Get hypnotized.
Yeah.
On the count of three, you're going to feel nothing. Ready? Swing. There you go. Swing it. And the count of three, you're going to get penalized. I mean, you're going to get fucking
slap your cock on my hole. I love it. Yes.
That holy hole.
My holy hole.
Oh, yes. She is going up
I feel
the
like
rapture.
I'm at mini golf. Like, she's trying to block the hole, like, with that microphone.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Gracious.
The real thing is starting to look just like the dildo, by the way. It's, I'm seeing the resemblance.
Doctor,
totally
you've got
there.
7 minutes.
Right,
7 minutes.
Okay.
Oh,
the
7 minutes.
You in the
y'all bitches better do
you.
Something.
I can't get home. 20 seconds, bitches.
You know, Morgan is like a bonobo. I mean,
y'all do something in 3 minutes. Ready? Go.
Jesus.
Morgan, stick it in her ear,
you know,
her mouth,
said,
do something.
When you said how much time we had, that did not come on,
Jesse. 6 minutes, come on.
It makes the cock shrink.
Too much crunch.
Morgan can suck a cock, do something, honey. Switch positions, switch positions.
Okay.
Get off your back, bitch.
I know, I'm greedy. I'm so greedy.
We're gonna start sucking. Come on, we got 5 minutes now. All that talking, y'all done with. Y'all wasted a minute. Come on.
Going what?
Y'all better go 5 seconds. Come on. Look at Jesse. There you go, girl.
Blow that loud.
Suck it. Suck it. Bitch, get with your summer dress. You better suck it, bitch.
Jesus.
Hurry up. Come on. 4 minutes.
Okay.
We're down to 4 minutes. Before they cut your ass off, you better hurry up and suck that shit. Suck it. Oh. Suck it.
There we go.
Suck it.
She's sucking it.
Suck it.
I believe she's sucking it. Do we need a little coaching up here or anything? I mean,
oh, girl, I'm coaching her. She's fine.
I can
she's
get
fine.
Hard with
suck it, bitch.
Second, Susie.
Suck it like it was the man from the taco stand, honey. You better suck that shit.
It's getting so big.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah. She's sucking it very well.
All right. That's my girl. Look at her.
That's what you
look
call
at
inflation.
Her. She's sucking that beautiful dick. Look at her.
Yes, she
sucking
is.
Sucking that shit.
She is sucking that shit.
Suck it. 3 minutes, bitch. Come on, make her come. Come on. 3 minutes. I could do it in 2. Come on, let me see you do it in 3.
Back. This is what the headphones are for. They operate like a headband.
The fucking doll's gonna fall.
Girl, take those earmuffs off her. Take those earmuffs off her. This is LA.
The doll's
take those earmuffs
jealous.
Off her. Let her suck a dick.
Look at how jealous she is. Just
suck it.
Jesse, your twin is getting jealous behind you, bitch.
Okay, her weave is gonna hit you, bitch. Watch out. Her weave is gonna hit you. Watch out, girl.
Oh, yeah.
4 minutes left.
Come on,
beautiful.
Stroke her
look
cock and suck it at the same
she
time.
Just came in my mouth.
Stroke and suck. Stroke and suck. Stroke and suck.
Stroke and suck.
Stroke and suck.
Okay, she's getting down to business.
How many minutes?
Oh, wait, we're down to 1 minute and 35 seconds.
And 20 seconds.
Well, I'm just estimating. 1 minute and 35 seconds.
We can't be timing this sort of thing.
Well,
like,
no.
This is where the guy ran into trouble with
Captain
the
Morgan said we only have 7 minutes already been. Like,
that's a radio show that you watch.
The rapture would happen at a certain time, and that just ruined
no,
the whole thing.
I get hard in 20 seconds.
No,
life.
No, she's doing fine.
Yeah?
We're doing
you
great.
You want to help out?
Yeah. Come on, I won't help out, but I'll get hard really fast.
Okay, that's what we're talking
Brittany,
about.
Brittany.
Get on up here, Brittany.
Brittany, bitches, y'all better put your dicks inside, because
yeah.
Here she comes.
Here she comes. All right.
She has another big dick. She's going to let y'all
come.
Have it.
Okay.
And she's
here
ready. And she said she's going to go. And she's ready.
And she's ready to go. Wow.
Look at her. Oh,
do
my
have a
God.
Stomach?
This is a grower.
I should have got her high yesterday and, like, called her over.
This is a grower, right?
It's a grower, not a shower.
Right, guys. Okay, look at this. This is
oh, and the fucking wax fell on you.
Give her the Hitachi.
She's lying.
What,
she shot
the
bed on
you herself. Want the Hitachi?
That's what she needs. She yeah.
She needs that Mitsubishi.
Don't worry about
the
bottom
or anything.
Oh, right. Well,
she needs a car battery operated toy. She wants a car battery operated toy.
Here we go.
Yeah.
She's ready to give herself a fucking jump, honey.
Mm.
Give her the car cables. She's gonna jumpstart herself.
Oh my god.
Everybody
yeah.
This is bigger than I'm used to here. Okay.
You have to pull it.
Talk to Brittany in Spanish pull or something, coach.
Ah, there we go.
Look at those girls in the background just earmuffs and kissing.
All right, it's masturbation month and the rapture.
And as you can tell, everyone's masturbating and hopefully ejaculating.
We sure are here.
No one can.
And don't forget to donate.
And donate.
Don't forget
right,
to
that
donate.
Does, that does rhyme.
And donate.
And
okay.
Donate. Because we're donate. Trying to do
six, seven,
this. This is my fundraiser.
0006.
It's a donate. Very. It's a very fundraiser.
We're looking for that money.
This,
shot.
This is my fundraiser.
Yeah. Okay. That's exactly.
It's
what
a
fun.
Very
fundraising
fun event. It's a very fundraising event.
Right. Brittany, what happened?
If you want to get this, you know, finished.
Mm.
If you want to get this done in the right way, then donate. Please.
Look at.
All right.
Stroke it, bitch. Bitch, stroke it.
Come on, Brittany. I know you can do it.
That's
I'm
so
sorry.
Encouraging.
What did you say?
Oh, mother goose, honey. You better take out those earphones and fucking...
You know what? I'll tell you what, though.
I think it's just so hot.
When I know I
y'all.
Can't get my dick up and I'm going to see a client, who do I call to come with me?
Me.
That's right. This dick
how
is...
How long have you been with this before?
This
4 hours.
Funny story. Should we tell the story?
Yeah. Thank God we don't live in
yeah,
LA.
Yeah, tell
right?
the story.
We're in Chicago and a couple calls me.
We'll be getting calls.
Let me hear this. This is great.
A couple calls me and they say, Morgan, we're in love with your movies.
Stop, that's disgusting.
And my wife really, really wants to fuck you. And I go, well, you know, I don't really do the girl. I do couples, but I don't do the girls completely. And I have my daughter with me, Brittany. Mm. And I said, do you want to come to make some money? And she goes, yeah, of course.
Mm. You just keep going.
So we go over, and it
don't
is a really,
doll falling down.
Really cool young couple. And the husband was the one who was least interested, but the wife was all about that tranny cock. And Brittany delivered again.
Like a
and
baby.
Again. And
she
again.
Delivered a baby like a stork. Like right at the doorstep.
I won't go. I won't.
She did what?
I
need to talk. I'm sorry.
She bled on me.
She
I
bled.
Fucked her. No, I fucked her so hard that she started bleeding.
Her
I
didn't
leave that part out.
Well, it came in.
Was it
wow.
her time of month?
No, it wasn't her time of month.
So
I thought her heel.
You look such a like such a sweet girl.
No, her heel scratched me or something. I thought she fucking cut my dick open. And
oh.
I go in the bathroom and I scream out, Morgan, and I'm
what
like, she comes in. Were
you guys doing, like, giving each other foot jobs?
Well, no. She was like, what the fuck? And then Morgan's like looking at me like, huh? And I was like, what do I do? She's like, wait. Shh, Morgan, fucking
just
hat. Can I
put
say
put a band-aid and
Morgan
going.
Was eating this bitch out for days, and she had blood on her fucking
oh
mouth.
No.
And I was like, girl, what's on your mouth? And she goes...
She thought she was.
It
she
happened.
Thought she was Bram Stoker's Dracula, honey.
Girls.
She had blood dripping.
Okay, okay, we're climaxing the show right now.
So,
yeah, yeah, I mean, this is just the kind of the formal part of the show, but now the informal part is about
that's
to start.
That's when the fun begins.
The fun is beginning.
Well, the fun's begun.
The
but
rapture.
We're
the fun has
now.
Begun.
Has begun.
So where can we I find everyone, Dr. Susie?
Okay.
Jesse is still stroking
it. Tell us.
Everyone can still be stroking it. That's
look
fine.
At Jesse. She's a trooper. She's like, bitches, shut the fuck up. I'm trying to concentrate. Y'all are talking about biting and bleeding and fucking assholes.
Mm.
I'm over here trying to stroke it like a fucking trooper. And
she is.
Y'all are messing me up. Y'all shut the fuck up and close your eyes. Let me concentrate on this motherfucker. I'm
well, you know
to,
what?
I'm trying to concentrate on my fucking Navy trooper, honey. He was a Navy SEAL. He fucking shot Balama O'Saddam, honey. She's still stroking.
Very good play-by-play. Okay, and that is T.S. Foxy.
Yeah,
just introduce some of our guests, and
where can we find you, darling? You're a very funny girl.
You can find me in Vegas, roaming around somewhere. But my website is www.ts-foxxy.com.
Okay.
I love
wow, delicious. You're very funny.
Mm.
Funny girl.
Well, I mean, they got me high, so when I get high, I start saying this shit.
Right.
But I'm just, like, whatever I see, I'm just saying. Cause poor Jesse, her cock's going to be raw, and she's still stroking.
I think you need to come up and help out here now that you've announced yourself. Come on up. Let's hear from Domino. Domino's been very shy.
Oh, she's very quiet tonight. I don't know. She's always kind of quiet.
I'm just really stoned.
Oh, so that's what it is.
And okay, Domino, where can we find you?
ts-dominopresley.com or at Domino Presley on Twitter.
Or dominopresley.com.
Yeah, all of it.
Look her up. She's hot.
Google me.
She's my next victim. Google.
She's your next
Google
victim.
Google me.
All right.
Google you.
She's going to tear me up. I'm just teasing her.
Google,
okay.
Google.
It sounds fun when you say Google me. Like,
Google, Google,
Google,
Google
me. Google, Google.
Google, Google all over
Google.
Me.
Google me.
And we have Ali.
Hi, Ali.
Yes. Yeah. Ali.
Where can you find me?
Yeah.
I have my
you can
website.
You find her on the corner of Santa Monica and
between the hours of charging at this rate.
I'm low class.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Don't worry.
Corners are good people too. Yeah. You can see my website launch in June, and I have a DVD coming out as well.
All
right. AllieSinclair.com.
AllieSinclair.com.
You awesome, Foxy. Thank you, Domino.
And you ladies can now get at your website.
Morgan Bailey at Morgan-Bailey.com. Yes, hyphen is in the main, it's like a minus.
She's
sign.
Fancy, huh?
Google me.
www.ts-jesse.com.
Yes.
And she's still stroking.
And she's
sorry for the merit. She's on the stroking.
And they're stroking and they're moving down.
We love it. And California
we're down,
novelties.
Her balls are jiggling.
Get her toys.
I can see them from my all my
right.
tsjesse.com.
Oh, Brittany Markham on Twitter, shemalesjokers.com, and my site will be coming out soon with Shemale Jokers, so look out for that.
She's going to be one of the first Shemale Jokers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, solo models, so give her a hand, I love her.
Yeah.
Shemale Jokers.
Keep stroking, Shemale Jokers. And Kanan, one more time.
Yeah, Kanan.
Kanan Brumley.
Yeah, the guy with the deeper voice.
Kanan. Speakeasy movie. Give us a call if you want to donate. 213-670-0066.
Please donate so we can get his film.
Donate.
Masturbate. Donate.
Donate. Masturbate.
Celebrate.
Celebrate.
Celebrate that we're still here.
Celebrate. Celebrate.
And celebrate, celebrate the rapture. The rapture that we have.
The rapture.
We already have such rapture amongst us.
They're
going
to rupture something.
They're going to rupture. Right.
Her
ass is
the rupture.
Rupture.
As opposed to the rapture. All right.
Wear that dog.
Celebrate
dog.
Masturbation month. I mean,
look at this.
Oh, wow.
Oh, oh wow.
We have part on. Yeah. Yeah, just for the climax of the show,
wow.
We have Major Jesse Flores hard on.
She just did focus.
That's timing. That is timing. All right. And we're moving right into the post show.
That's my shizzle for nizzle for she fucking jizzle.
You want to sign off, Doc?
Yeah, okay, I do, actually. But keep sucking. Keep sucking. I'm just going to say that that right now we're I don't know. Maybe I'll talk to this camera. You go here. Or is this camera in?
Do it now.
Some camera should be on the cock. And I guess I'm going to be on this camera.
You're going to be down.
Hi. We're, you know, a little off timing tonight, but not as bad as those rapture predictors. They were way off. So, the after party is beginning. But I just want to remind you all that it is Masturbation Month. And we all should be grateful for the fact that,
right,
you know, as,
or
yeah, exactly, as George Carlin said, if God had intended us not to masturbate, he or she, or perhaps she would have made our arms shorter. They are the
amen.
Perfect length for solo sex.
Yay.
And we love it. You know, it's good to do every day, every month.
Or every time you take that ugly girl home.
But right now is the time to kind of celebrate it. Remember, celebrate, masturbate,
celebrate.
Donate. Okay, celebrate. And we're going to donate to the Bonobos. in the wild and in the speakeasy, and you're going to make like bonobos, not baboons, right?
Yeah, we don't
drop pocket rockets, not Patriot missiles, right? The rapture is happening right here. Make love, not war. Make love to someone you love tonight, even if that someone is you.
Or your neighbor's husband.
I love you.
Yeah,
let's hear it.
About
you got the baby Jesus butt plug
talk
right
about
there.
With anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.